Asim budapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadi avartam stane sthitam srutigatam tanuman manovir ye prayaso jita jito ye prayaso jita jito apita strilokyam
ajito api jito ajito api
jito ajito api taistrilokyam
ज्ञाने प्रयासम उदपास्य नमन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरिताम भवदीय वार्ताम स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगताम तनुवाग मनोभिर जे प्रायशो जित जितो प्यसि तैस्तिलोक्यम
ज्ञाने प्रयासम उदपास्य नमन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरिताम भवदीय वार्ताम स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगताम तनुवन मनोभिर ये प्रयासा जिता जितो प्यसि तैस्
I'm a little too tired. I cannot think now.
I know it, but... Here, Lord Brahma is telling to Sri Krishna, after he expressed in the beginning by his prayer that really this form as cowherd boy is the most beautiful and most attractive original source of everything. Now he's telling that Jnane Priyasa Mudapasya Namanta Eva, those who are following the path of speculative knowledge by mental speculation, trying to understand you, it is impossible. Giving up this process, not only this process, but also the process of tat, what is it, Manas? Pradata Gyan?
Yeah, and tam
Pradata Gyan. And tam Pradata Gyan, meaning that worshipping you with awe and reverence, or thinking ourselves to be very small and insignificant, rather your devotees, they worship you, always absorbed in hearing the glorious descriptions from the lotus mouth of your devotees and the descriptions which you yourself are given. Your pure devotees, they are always absorbed like this, and they only remain in that place where Harikatha is being spoken. In this way, they conquer you. Who is otherwise very difficult to conquer. None in the three worlds can easily conquer you, except that devotee of you who is always absorbed in hearing Harikatha. Moreover, another meaning that one should remain in one's fixed position, whether one is grihastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, or vanaprastha, but always being absorbed in hearing Harikatha, the glorious descriptions of your activities. By this process, throwing aside all speculative knowledge, especially the path of impersonal Brahman and yoga, karma, being absorbed completely in bhakti yoga, very easily you are conquered. And this sloka, this prayer in Rai Ramananda Sambhat, when Mahaprabhu heard this prayer from Rai Ramananda, then he became very, very happy to hear this.
Chakravarti Thakur is saying that there is a Purva Paksha, that only by Gyan can we understand the Supreme Lord. But really, in response to refute this Purva Paksha, Brahmaji is saying, Jnane Prayasam Udupasya Namanta Eva. Give up all this process of Gyan. This includes Jiva Brahma Ekya Gyan, and Aishwarya Gyan, give up both types of Gyan. And only by performing obeisances, remaining in your sthan, sthane sthitaha, remaining in your social position, varnashram, you perform obeisances, namanta, with your tanu vagma.
Before remaining in the sadhu sangha.
Sthane sthitaha, yes. Remaining in sadhu sangha. And offering all namanta, all pranam, unto with your tanu vag manobhir, with your mind, body, and words, to the bhavadiya vartam, to those harikatha topics relating to you, coming from sammukharitam, coming from the lotus mouths of you and your devotees. Those who do this, then je praisho jita jito pyasite strilokyam. You who are normally unconquerable by the three worlds, trilokyam, you become jitta, you become conquered, even though normally you are unconquered.
So Lord Brahma is telling that those who remain in their social positions means they don't artificially take vanaprastha or sannyas. They stay within their social positions and they give up the process of gyan. And gyan means this jiva brahma aikya gyan, and also tad pradata gyan, tam pradata gyan means give up the endeavor for gyan aimed at impersonal liberation. And also the endeavor for Gyan, Aishwarya Gyan.
I'll mix with Brahma.
More clear.
Jiva Brahma Aikya Gyan means the Jiva mixed with Brahma.
Aishwarya Gyan what?
Aishwarya Gyan means Tam Pradata Gyan and Tvam Pradata Gyan. Means knowledge of Bhagavat Tattva. Means the Aishwarya of Bhagavan. And also Tvam Pradata Gyan means Jiva Tattva. Means giving up this Gyan.
Why?
Because this squashes the mood of Braj. When we know this, when we have this Gyan.
Knowledge, they help.
It helps in the beginning, but ultimately in Braj, there is no knowledge of Bhagavad Tattva or that Bhagavan is very great and I am very small. This knowledge, it hinders the mood of Braj.
You tell it more clear. You?
You don't?
I didn't finish.
Then?
So those who give up this process of, we only got as far as Gyan. Those who give up this process of Gyan and offer their mind, body, and words to the narrations by the pure devotees of your Naam, Rup, Guna, and Leela, they conquer you, O unconquerable one.
Very good.
So this talk is said by Sri Brahmaji, and he's saying that anyone who... although anyone who's staying in their position in Varnash Ashram or wandering here and there, just stay in their position and hear this Harikatha coming from some Mukharitam, from the lips of Krishna and the pure devotees. And they hear the description of Krishna's Leela, pastimes, form, and activities. These devotees and giving up all endeavor for any type of jnana means all kinds of jnana, including Aishwarya jnana, as they have explained. And also always hear constantly then Krishna, who's Ajit, who's unconquerable normally in the three worlds, can be conquered by this devotee. And there is an explanation in Bhagavad Tam, in this shloka, that by body, mind, and words, one absorbs in hearing this Harikatha, serves the place of Harikatha, serves the devotee who's speaking Harikatha. By this way, he can conquer Krishna. Also, another meaning is that the pure devotees, who Krishna always wants to be with his pure devotees, he wants to glorify his pure devotees, and he wants to hear their activities. And another way is that the general devotees who always speaks about Krishna, glorify Krishna, and distribute this knowledge about Krishna, they will attain this highest goal. And another one is that those who are non-devotees, although they try to, with their bodily strength, conquer Krishna, or with their speculative knowledge, or they want to, mind, think,
words.
And with words, speak about these things and think unfavorable about Krishna, they never ever can conquer Krishna.
In this verse,
several important points being made. One is that how those can achieve the how those can achieve the ultimate result. Those who are somewhat less qualified or ignorant, how they can still achieve the Supreme Lord. So important point Lord Brahma is making. In the same time, he's glorifying this form, this Vrajanandan form of the Lord in this verse. And he's making the point that also, another important point is to hear the pastimes and qualities of the Lord from the lips of a pure devotee or from himself. Those important things. And then he's saying that even those who are not renounced, they can achieve the supreme result simply by giving up or dedicating their mind, body, words to the service, to hearing the pastimes and qualities of the Lord. He's saying that by that, that they conquer the Lord, or that they develop praying for this Vrajanandanan form of the Lord. So then it said that though the Lord is unconquerable, Ajit, that he's conquered by their praying. So that's the important points, I think.
Jnani prayasam udupasanamante eva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiyo vartam sthane sthita srutigatang tanubang manovhir ye prayasa ajito ajito pistai trilakam. In this slok spoken by Ramananda Roy and Mahaprabhu was audience there in the bank of Godavari.
Not Brahma.
And second one is
originally Brahma, then Ramananda.
Brahma and Krishna and Mahaprabhu is saying
to understand.
First
it was told by
first Brahma. Spoken by Brahmaji for Krishna. Second time spoken by Ramananda Roy for Mahaprabhu. Third time you are speaking for us in the place of Vrindavan in Hawaii.
Fourth time Mother for us speaking now.
So here in this slok, one is
very good.
Internal symptom. What is that? To Ajito, Ajito Pisto Istrilokam, who was non-conquerable by three world, he will be conquered. So this is the internal symptom. External symptom is Jnane Prayasam Udurpasa, one, and Sthane Sthita, two, and third is that Sammohan Sarmukhanitam Bhavadiya Vartam, the three external symptom, one internal symptom. In this slok, that everyone in this world, they try to achieve knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Tat Padartha Gyan, Tat Tang Padartha Gyan, and Jiva Brahma Ikka Gyan. And Jiva Brahma Ikka Gyan is very bad. It also three types, Isar Brahma Sajidya, Isar Sajidya, and Bhagavat Sajidya. Gradually one after another is more roast and roast. So you have to give up this effort to acquire this knowledge, and have to give up another knowledge that Bhagavan is so high, Vibhu, and I am minute. If this Aisarja Gyan is there, Bhagavan not be conquerable by you. So Jnane Prayasam Namante Eva, and I have to do pranam, being in Sadhu Sangha, to pranam to Bhakta, Bhakti, and Bhagavan. Jivanti Sammukhritam Bhartam, and getting the Harikatha of lotus leaf of Bhagavan's entourage, and by them maintain their lifestyle. Who is Bhagavan Nijajan? Mahan Mukharita Jnane Prasanda Namanti Jivanti Sam Mukharitam Bhavadiya Bhattam Sat plus Mukharitam San Mukharitam. Who is Sat? Bhagavan Krishna is Sat. In Garbhastuti, the demigods are telling Satang, Trisatang, Sattasajani, Nitancha Satte, Sattasa Sattat Makasatra Nittam, Sattat Makatang Saranang Prapadde. The root of all truth is Krishna. So here, Sanman Mukharita means Krishna. And who is Nijajan? They are speaking Harikatha. We have to maintain our life through that Harikatha. Then what will be the result? Vadevatam Sthane Sthita. You have to be in one place, meaning in Sadhu Sangha always. If you give up Sadhu Sangha, then you will not affect properly. Moreover, you have to be in your own Adhikar. Because it's mentioned in Gita, শেষে অধিকারে যা নিষ্ঠা সগুণ পরিকীর্তিতা সাধর্ম নিরংশেহ পধর্ম বয়াবহ হ্যাভ টু বি ওন অধিকার গো ডোন্ট বিয়ন্ড গো ইয়র অধিকার আর্টিফিশিয়ালি আই এম দিস সিমটাম দ্যাট সিমটাম নট লাইক দিস মোর ওভার বি ইন হুইচ আশ্রম আর বর্ণ ইউ আর ইউ হ্যাভ সিচুয়েটেড দেয়ার ইফ ইউ ডু সো অ্যান্ড বিন সাধু সঙ্গ অ্যান্ড অল দো ভগবান ইজ আনকনকারেবল ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইউল বি কনকার্ড বাই এনি ওয়ান ইফ ইউ সামবডি ডুইং সো বিকজ ইট মেনশন ইন স্ক্রিপচার দ্যাট বসে করবন্তি তে নিত্যং সৎপতি সত্রিয় যথা ইন অম্বরীশ উপাখ্যান জাস্ট লাইক ওয়ান চেস্ট লেডি ক্যান কন্ট্রোল হার চেস্ট হাজব্যান্ড বাই হার লাভিং সার্ভিস ইন সেম ওয়ে সাম ওয়ান বিং ইন সাধুসঙ্গ সার্ভিং হরি কথা দেন দে ক্যান কন্ট্রোল ভগবান অলসো মোর ওভার দ্যাট দেন ভগবান বাউন্ড টু টেল অং ভক্ত পরাধীনো যশতন্ত্র বিবধিজ দেন ভগবান উইল টেল আই এম কন্ট্রোল বাই ইউ আই হ্যাভ নো আদার ডিজায়ার টু নাথিং টু এলস
Here, we should clear this point that Brahma Aikyagyan is very against to bhakti.
I told this.
All told. And we should be bhakti. But there is a question that Krishna Tattva Gyan, জীব তত্ত্ব জ্ঞান মায়া তত্ত্ব জ্ঞান প্রেম তত্ত্ব জ্ঞান কৃষ্ণ রাধা তত্ত্ব জ্ঞান উই মাস্ট নো অদারওয়াইজ নথিং উইল বি ডান তো হোয়াই হি ইজ টেলিং দ্যাট দিস তত্ত্ব জ্ঞান নট অল টাইম ইন
বিগিনিং
দিস নিডেড হেল্প But when he developed his prem, then for Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu, this Tattva Gyan that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. Of Godhead, he is very powerful, he is this and
He's very heavy, I am minute, have to forget all this.
Then that three kinds of Sakha, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu cannot come. Where is something? Vasudeva Devaki. Sometimes they have, sometimes they not. So, they are not like Brajavasi. They are in middle. But Nanda Yashoda, Sridham Subal, and Gopi especially, they don't think that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Otherwise, there will be no prem. Thinking Krishna,
Smaran Janan Chasya. Krishna is my own. One Sakha, one son, one paramour.
Ekta word ache, ami bhule jachi.
Mamataspad. And today in this slok, you told we have to forget Aisarja Gyan, that Krishna is so vibhu, I am so minute. You told few times in your Harikatha, and when Srila Bhaktan Sai Maharaj came in this Western world, and he told we have to remember that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. Then he told, I came, then I am telling to you this message that you forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead.
But Gurudev, you also said it is like learning to play piano. After some time, it goes automatically. We should not think, we should not know this, but after some time, it will become irrelevant.
Like when somebody typing, learning, typing, watching, and then like Achyuta not watching, going.
Gurudev, at what stage will this come automatically? At what advanced stage will this come automatically?
What stage? Tattagyan is needed.
Yes.
They should know. But after that, when they will develop their bhakti, it will come in bhav rati.
Only that stage.
In rati, you will have to follow.
But that's...
automatically, you will forget.
So for this stage, we're giving up Jiva Brahma Aikya Gyan mainly. Huh?
No, we trust.